It doesn't really grow grass anymore. It quickly turns to mud in the rain. It's that spot, different from the rest, an eyesore. My favorite St. Rita plot of land. Really, all these things can describe the same point. In this case, the spot in front of our little free pantry, our little red box right outside our Pine Street door. Before the Clarion Herald article about our box, I knew it was having some impact. The food was leaving the shelves quickly, but that didn't tell the story for me. Some industrious, can-loving neighbor could have been scooping it all up in one trip. We were having some encounters with people in need, as our social worker, Brittany Bro, described with her Thanksgiving week encounter that led both her and the woman in need to tears. That's just one story, an anecdote, not necessarily indicative of a trend. What did convince me that our little pantry was doing some good, that matted down spot, noticeably brown from the street, a mud patty to step around when filling. I think this is the spot we're being led to this weekend, to all of our little red boxes, to all of our muddied, worn down spots. The baptism of the Lord today gets us dirty. After all the people had been baptized, and Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, heaven was open and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice from heaven came, "You are my beloved Son. With you, I am well pleased." Luke's account today sounds far from dirty. A baptismal washing, a spirited dove, a divine voice. It's a beautiful scene, something we see in miniature each time one of our younger ones, or even older ones, comes to the font, all dressed in white, anointed priest, prophet, and king, told he or she is a child of God. Our baptismal rite follows Jesus' example, but there's a main difference. We come for cleansing from actual or just original sin. Jesus came for what precisely again? It makes a pretty picture, a nice Christmas capstone feast today, but what exactly are we doing here? Like us in all things, but sin, right? Truly God, the divine Son incarnate on earth. What are we saying by our feast today? The Gospels serve as spiritual biographies of Jesus in some sense. Inspired as they were, they still are not autobiographical. We don't know exactly what was going on in Jesus' mind. Could the voice today from heaven been a revelation or confirmation for him? It could have been. Something of a kickstart to his public ministry. I find something more helpful here, though, than psychoanalyzing Jesus this weekend. In our baptisms, emerging cleansed as we do, we are reborn, pointed higher, drawn to God. Jesus's movement is just the opposite. In his baptism, he associates himself with us completely, as for a first public time. Rather than emerging white, we should see our muddied Messiah trudging from the Jordan. Jesus here takes on our stuff. That's the point of the baptism of the Lord. He had no need for it other than that, other than showing us the movement of his ministry downward. So as much as we desire to be kept snow white clean, to avoid sin and move higher, our own baptismal share has a share in this too. We are called to muddy our garments, not in vice and immorality, not in unthinkingly giving in to popular culture, political prejudices, or commercial waste, but by being assured enough in our identity and our baptismal promise received from God that we can descend to the needs of those around us, that we can wear down the ground, that we can trudge on, mud-caked and scuffed up. The spot in front of our little free pantry is so beautiful because it's a mark of our baptism, of our descending into the waters, of our living from Jesus' example. And that's just one spot. It's our job to make these spots our own. What's a relationship God is asking us to muddy ourselves some by bringing his presence to? What's an action, a commitment, a descending habit that God has put on our hearts? Listen to those desires. We can move that way without losing who we are, without falling into sin. Failing to move in that direction, though, means failing to live truly embracing our baptismal call. May we today descend deeper with Jesus, see in his and our own baptism a call to dirty ourselves.